4 months will get you through New Year's Eve, halfway to Mars, or in the case of one FedRAMP accelerated cloud services provider, fully authorized for cloud cybersecurity services. The first provider to go from kickoff to authorization is set to make it through the fast-track process in just the next few weeks. To tell us more, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Tell us about fast-track authorization, because most people, it takes 2 years, it seems.
That's right, it does. This authorization is going to be the first of its kind under this new accelerated program. Now, it hasn't happened quite yet, but officials with the Federal Risk Authorization Management Program, or FedRAMP, say it's going to happen this month. And this is significant because under the FedRAMP process, this authorization will have taken about 15 weeks. And that's important because stakeholders, industry, lawmakers, even some government agencies have been complaining about how long this authorization can take. The FedRAMP program launched this accelerated version back in the spring to address this complaint. And Matt Goodrich, he's the FedRAMP director, talked about this accomplishment at a Meritalk event in Washington this week.
We recently did FedRAMP Accelerated, launched that in April. We're seeing the first of our providers go through that redesign process through the Joint Authorization Board. We're seeing our first provider hopefully through within the next week or two, taking about roughly 15 weeks to get from kickoff to authorization. That's huge. We're incredibly excited about that. It means our first authorization, our fastest one, was about 6 months. We're now talking under 4 months for an authorization on the first test of that. So we're really excited to see that we can take not only a process when we started to make sure it worked in the traditional way that everyone is expecting to see it, but now actually transforming that work into something that's even faster and really making sure that we can make that more efficient not only for government but for our vendors as well.
Vendors obviously have a stake in getting authorized because it means they can start working with the government all that more quickly. But at this forum I went to, I also heard from agencies and lawmakers who said they want to see this faster authorization process. Steve Cooper, he's the CIO for the Commerce Department, says he's introduced an authority to use, or ATU, in his office, and it allows people to use things like GitHub or the programming language Python, and also keeps management in the loop on what they're doing.
Look, I've heard loud and clear, as I'm sure my GSA colleagues have heard, from all kinds of folks in the private sector that the FedRAMP process takes too long and it's very expensive. In fact, I think earlier today, somebody, one of the trade pubs, and I apologize, I can't remember which one, indicated that research they'd done put the price tag at about $2.25 million for FedRAMP to run through the FedRAMP process. That's expensive. That's a lot of change. I don't know that we'll be able to kind of, you know, sustain that in the long run going forward. The idea behind the ATU was not to replace FedRAMP. Right? But it was to address the speed, the cycle time. I'm dying in some cases because I want to use technology that I've taken a look at, we've evaluated, we know it's good, we know it could add value. And the acquisition time frame, which was spoken to in the earlier panel, does take longer in some cases than all of us would prefer. Not because any acquisition officials are doing something, quote, wrong. Okay, it's simply the way the process is set up, competitive procurements, protests perhaps, that type of thing.
Steve Cooper is the CIO of Commerce Department. He's been in and out of government for a long time, knows these things. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And so, Meredith, what does Congress have to say about FedRAMP these days? I know they've been watching it carefully for a long time.
They have, and during this forum, Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly gave a warning that if GSA doesn't get things moving faster, Congress is going to do it for them.
Ooh.
Yeah, and even he said he doesn't want that because he knows Congress will just cut where it wants. And instead of letting the agencies handle the authorizations, which is generally what everybody wants, Congress will just say, okay, the Joint Authorization Board is fine for everyone. Here's Connolly.
Only government can take a process designed to streamline, limit costs, and to try to expedite the process so that we're up and running, because remember, the goal is up and running. It's not the process. And yet this process has now actually become an extra layer and burden for industry. Well, then it's not the management tool we wanted. And we got to fix it. It was supposed to be, what, 6 months, $250,000, we're up and running. It's now 2 years plus, it's millions of dollars. It's clunky, and in some cases, it's a two-step process. JAB certification is odd referendum, apparently. And that was not the intent. So GSA has to fix this, or we will. I guarantee you, We will. And we won't do it as well as you could do it. So fix it. And quickly.
That was Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly.
He sounds like he means business there. Wow. Jerry.
He does. He, I think, believed used the word blunt instrument to refer to how Congress is going to cut this program if they don't get their act together. So we'll see what happens once this first FedRAMP accelerated provider comes through. Matt Goodrich said the hope is this will be proof that the idea works and it will reduce time and cut costs for vendors looking for authorization in the future.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
You can read her story and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.